The discussion of three specific products regarding Pesach. Products that are not related to each other, but nonetheless we discuss bananas on Pesach, quinoa, and mustard. Well, let's go in order. The bananas, by nature, clearly are a fruit. Therefore, there shouldn't be a problem of chametz. And there's not a problem. Although it should be known that when the bananas are harvested from the tree, from the bush, from the stalk, they're very hot at the time. So immediately they throw them into a liquid to cool them down. The question was, what is in that liquid? Is that a chametz liquid? Or is it even kosher? Rabbi Blumenkrantz in the book confirms that it's not chametz. And even if maybe something in there would not be kasher, at worst it would get absorbed into the peel, and not past that. And therefore, there would be no problem with eating bananas on Pesach, even though they go through that process. There'd be no problem with eating bananas all year long as a result. The next question is quinoa, which although behaves like a grain, it is not a grain whatsoever. It's like a vegetable. It would be more related to a beet or a spinach than it is to rice or millet. Today they call it the super grain, because it has protein and all the other benefits, and it has an interesting taste to it. But it's not a grain, nor is it connected to what Ashkenazim would refer to as kitniot. Although it needs a hechsher for Pesach, like everything, but there would be no problem, even for Ashkenazim, or the more so for Sfaradim, to eat kosher for Passover quinoa. And like I said, it does not have any of the rules of a grain or a kitniyot. Therefore, it would be permissible for all communities to eat this. Of course, the beracha would be adama. The beracha is not mizonot. The last product we said is mustard seed. And as we learned in yesterday's halacha, Shulchan Aruch talks about making mustard on Pesach. So clearly there's nothing wrong with a mustard seed per se. The only problem with a mustard seed is it becomes a kitniyot, and the Ashkenazim are careful not to eat kitniyot on Pesach. And that's why you will not find a kosher for Passover mustard, because Ashkenazim themselves don't eat it. Now you might find something yellow that comes in the jar, and they put some type of hechsher on it, and they call it kosher for Passover mustard. But Rabbi Blumenkrantz in the book clearly says that it's synthetic and is not related to mustard seed at all. That's because he would not be allowed to eat it. So therefore, it's really not mustard. He questions, you know, why do they keep the name then? It's a little deceiving. But nonetheless, the Sephardim themselves, if they got a hold of a mustard seed and they wanted to, you know, grind it up and put some ingredients and a kosher for Passover in it, for the Sephardim clearly would be permissible. Again, commercially you're not going to find it, because the Ashkenazim do not eat it. So again, all three items that we mentioned today, the bananas, the quinoa, the mustard, are all kasher la Pesach. It's just that the mustard seed is been hag of the Ashkenazim not to eat it, but according to Sephardim, if it was prepared kosher for Passover, it would be mutar.